WRKA.
Good morning.
Morning, Uncle Hank.
Live from the Chestnut Center and Studio 4 in downtown Louisville.
When I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound.
It's Jeff and Gary in the morning.
What a lovely day and what a lovely weekend it'll be. Gary, you got some of your old Wacky buddies here with us this morning.
Oh, that's right. I didn't work with them at Wacky. They were there during the golden years. And, of course, I was at Wacky when we finally put the laid the format to rest. And I'm real proud of that. Mason Lee Dixon is here and Mike Griffin. And I got to say, both of you guys, I lost a lot of sleep listening to both of you guys because, Mason, you were on late at night, and you used to hear Mike on late at night, too. And, of course, Mason used to host the Wacky Talk Show, and I used to go to bed every night with the radio. And if I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't turn off the Wacky Talk Show because it was probably one of the most bizarre talk shows. You were way ahead of your time. I mean, you know, you got people like Art Bell out there now doing the same thing that you were doing 30 years ago.
And what can I say? It didn't pay. Sorry, folks. Stay in the present moment. Be here now, as Tim Leary said.
And, of course, Mason Lee Dixon used to work here at WRKA.
You were here for a while.
Yeah, we need to talk to you guys about the Wacky KLO reunion coming up this weekend.
Well, I'm going to let Mike talk about that. I just wanted to say hi to corporate. Hi, guys. How you doing today? Corporate's in town, man.
Hop on in there, Mike.
I just showed up because I'm a Mason Dixon fan. I used to lose a lot of sleep, too. Because when I was in high school, just to show you how old this guy is, he was on the Mason-Dixon line. It was Mason-Dixon line then. And then because of his wonderful, whatever, encouragement, I came to do that show later on. Anyway, the Wacky WKLO reunion is going to be a great thing coming up. And I don't know what to say about it except that you should go.
You guys got some confirmations. Now, we were talking about this. You guys met up last year, got to see a lot of these guys, but I don't believe Gary Burbank came in last year, did he?
No, Gary didn't come last year. Bob Todd, who was the original program director that I worked under, didn't come. So they're going to be there this year. And a lot of the other guys who, for one reason or another, couldn't make it last year have decided they're going to come this year.
So it's big time.
An amazing time.
Are you from Louisville originally?
Yes, originally.
Where'd you go to school?
Durant High School.
You went to Durant High School? Now Mayo High School.
Now Mayo High School. In fact, all of the schools I went to in the city are gone now.
Every one of them.
Yeah, and I can't even prove that I'm educated anymore. So
and Wacky's gone. Wacky's and WKLO's gone.
We put them all to bed, guys. Remember, the Clifton Center, we were on TV the other day.
Saturday morning.
Not mention the Clifton Center.
Oh.
One of the little facts that slipped right through our minds.
That's where you're going to be.
That's where this is at. And everyone is invited. My old partner, Woody Stiles, from the spirit world has influenced us, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters will benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who are coming to pay $25 to get into this thing, the money is not going to any of us. Can't snap my fingers
anymore. And we have to pay, too.
And we have to pay to get in. In fact, we don't mind because it goes
to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kentucky. And, of course, the Monarchs are putting on a concert, and a couple of the original members who have not been singing with the Monarchs for a year. Well, actually, a keyboard player, George Owen's going to be there. And one of the lead singers who hasn't been with them for a while is coming back, too. So that's something to look forward
Leon
to beginning. Yeah, yeah, Leon. Sax player. He was in yesterday.
You went to school with them?
Yeah.
So when they were having all that success, you knew them?
They're Durant.
Durant boys.
Wow. Durant boys. And Mike, you're from Southern Indiana, so we got to give them a plug, right?
Yep, Southern Indiana, New Albany High School. Worked at the radio station there, WNAS.
Still around.
It's still around. Still sounding great. Not that it sounded great then. You know, we had spell around. The first action I did for them is to failure to push the record button. I started the tape, but didn't press the record. So the kids that week didn't get to hear the playback of their show, and I apologize to them now because I didn't then. I couldn't.
Very good. Very good. We look forward to that, guys. And once again, Gary, we've got all the details on the website, don't we?
We sure do at WRKA.com. You can call 587-0494 if you want to order tickets by phone. Go to WRKA.com. Or, we forgot to mention this on TV, too, LouisvilleReunion.com is another website that they can go to. I was just, you know, I was looking in Carrie Richardson's beautiful green eyes, and I just kind of, you know, melted there. I got lost.
It was going so fast, I didn't know what to say. It was like, gone.
Guys, we look forward to seeing you guys Saturday. It'll be a fun reunion.
We appreciate y'all coming in, too, because I know this is early for you, Mason.
Are we done?
Yeah, we wrapped it up.
We're wrapping it up.
God, it goes so fast. What is this?
You want to get back into radio?
Are you kidding me?
Please. No, no. Mike, what about you? You're being awfully quiet.
He's got his own business. He doesn't.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be DJs.
There you go.
Exactly. And never take a beer to a job interview.
There you go. Another good advice there. Check it out for yourself if you need details. WRKA.com.